want to start by offering my gratitude to the people who put this together. I have many fond memories of state conventions in the past, and many of you are still here. There's lots of new people here, and I just want to say I'm grateful to everyone. And today, luckily for you guys, I'm not good at prose.
Tell us who you are.
Oh, I am. I'm John W. K. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I am in Minnesota. And I'm tasked today with talking about my favorite subject, me. And but when they told me what I was supposed to talk about, they named the thing that I hate talking about the most, and that's my secrets. And I want to just share my journey a bit with secrets, food secrets, and being a compulsive overeater. I want to start by reading on page 30. That's a third edition of the AA Big Book. It's a chapter more about alcoholism. And this kind of sums up for me what I am tasked to do. The idea that somehow, someday, he will control and enjoy his drinking is the great obsession of every abnormal drinker. The persistence of this illusion is astonishing. Many pursue it into the gates of insanity or death. We learned that we had to fully concede to our innermost selves that we were alcoholics. This is the first step in recovery. The delusion that we are like other people, or presently maybe, has to be smashed. And I have read that line for many years, and I've read this story for many years, and do you want to know what I haven't seen that I've recently seen? It's that statement that says, or presently maybe. Now, what does that mean? And I want to tell you what that means to me, is that my character defects are the root of my problem, and they get worse. They never go away if I keep eating food. And I have been a food addict since before I started kindergarten. I was stealing food, binging. That progressed to other addictions, and then even when I was in college, I got the perfect job for a compulsive overeater. My job was to clean up the kitchen at the end of the day and throw away all the food that wasn't eaten that day. Well, guess what? I believe the garbage bill went down when I was doing that job. So I am coming to learn in the HOW program more about myself, because I grew up as a compulsive overeater all my life, and I was very confused. Confused by life, confused by relationships. And the HOW program, I'm so grateful, is teaching me how to live life with other people. And my character defects prevented me from doing that, and I have to be honest, today sometimes they still do. And on my good days, I want to be in the fellowship, and I want to be up here talking about recovery and talking to others about recovery. On my bad days, I want to isolate, and I want to run away. And I've been doing that all my life. And I have all my character defects are built around being able to do that. And I think that the best fit way for me to begin to understand my character defects is they are a lot like those ugly hairs that grow out of your ears. And the ones that grow out of your nose. And you know what? I don't have to look at them. I came into this program and they said, hey, you got to look at them ugly hairs. You got to look at that stuff in your nose. And I said, I'm ready. I'd lived a life of pain. So I jumped into program. The very first meeting I went to, and some of you were there. Thank you for still being here. I'm grateful. Well, anyway, I jumped into the program, and I thought my best. I did the steps, I did an inventory, and they did take care of many of my grosser problems. But what I failed to do, what I realize now, is develop the first thing that Dr. Bob suggested AAers do, trust God. And I am finding out that, yep, I can put my food in a cup and I can try to be abstinent. And if I don't deal with this mental obsession, I'm going to be right back there. And that happened to me. So I am telling you from firsthand experience what that meant and what that was like. So anyway, the biggest character defect that I believe I still had at times was surrendering to something greater than me. And I came to my first HOW meetings and I surrendered to the fellowship. I surrendered to you and I listened. Thank you. And I got abstinent. The food chatter disappeared. My life got better. Everything in my life improved. And then I told you I was confused. So I really am very confused about how to have an appropriate relationship with the higher power. But I thought I was doing okay. But then guess what? Life happened. Things in life, a tragedy happened, and I got angry at my higher power, and I taunted my higher power, I became my higher power, and I thought I could start doing this on my own. I had all the knowledge. I had it all in my head. That was the problem. I didn't have surrender and believing in something bigger than me. I did not have that in my heart. And so, guess what? Confusion returned, and life got miserable again. And I do want to say this, is that I was not abstinent, but I could never forget what I learned here. I could not forget, and I couldn't forget the people that I learned, that I had met here. But I was afraid to come back and face the people that I had been with, to come back to program. And I am so, so grateful that one of the things the fellowship taught me that I first got from my higher power is the sense of forgiveness. That, I created a lot of mistakes in my life. But then I read that third step prayer over and over and over. I knew it by heart. But you know what I always skipped over? Thank you. Is that second part of that, after the first comma, or after the second sentence, I don't even know what it is. It goes, God, I offer myself to thee. What's the next statement? Build with me. I wanted to do it all alone. I felt all alone all my life. That was the first time that I ever had an inkling in my heart that God was willing to forgive me. That he was willing to take all of me, good and bad. That's the seventh step prayer. That's been helpful to me too. And pick up the program, the tools again, and keep putting one step in front of the other and showing up. And I've been able to do that. Not come up and not use all my character defects to run and hide, to be afraid, to be selfish, self-centered. I have to tell you. I have a job that requires me to evaluate people. And I have to tell you, you're all crazy. But guess what? So am I. That was the hardest part for me to get. That was my secret. I couldn't let anybody else in the world know that. And I was hiding that all this time. God knew I was doing it. I knew I was doing it. And if you talk about that guilt, that shame, I had experienced that as a child, that started to go away. People have talked about when you do an inventory, you feel better. When you get honest with yourself and with another human being, that's the result. You become closer to the fellowship and your higher power. And I'm so grateful that I have been able to continue to do that. And I am not proud of how I treated my higher power, and I'm not proud of how I've treated all you. But I am grateful that you will forgive me, and that you will accept me and take me as I am today. And I am not perfect. I sure want to be. I think I am. Half the time I think I am, but I'm not. And I have to accept that reality of my life. I want to end by something, and it's only been my relationship with my higher power that's really improved. And there have been many of you here that have talked about it, and I have learned from you, the fellowship, you fellows, more than I learned reading from the big book about my relationship with my higher power. So I want to finish with this. It's on page 55 of the third edition. It's in the chapter, We Agnostics. And it says, actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man and woman and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or other, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. We finally saw that God and some kind of God was a part of our makeup, just as much as we were a part of our makeup, just so much as we were feeling we have a friend. That has been my solution to my problem. It has been from the beginning, and I am grateful that all of you have been around to help teach me that.